A 70% response rate. That's the number MD Anderson just reported for a new cell therapy in patients with untreatable kidney cancer. That's 7 out of 10 patients for whom nothing else had worked, seeing their tumor shrink or disappear.
It's a number that signals a fundamental shift. For years, these advanced therapies were confined to rare blood cancers. This week, the walls came down.
Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on the technology that's reshaping industry. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy. This week, we're tracking a critical inflection point in regenerative medicine with a cascade of news from the International Society for Stem Cell Research meeting.
It feels like years of lab work just hit the real world all at once. We're seeing clinical breakthroughs, new manufacturing models, and a clear regulatory push from the FDA.
Exactly. We'll focus on three core developments. First, the industrialization of cell therapy, the move to so-called off-the-shelf products. Second, the new commercial battlegrounds, as these therapies prove effective against solid tumors and autoimmune diseases. And finally, the regulatory tailwinds that are accelerating everything.
Troy, let's start with that off-the-shelf concept. We heard from Allergan Therapeutics, Fate Therapeutics, and Japan's ReproCell this week. What is this technology?
It's a shift from a bespoke service to a scalable product. Until now, the dominant model, called autologous therapy, involved taking a patient's own cells, engineering them in a lab, and returning them. It's effective, but slow and incredibly expensive.
A one-patient, one-batch manufacturing process.
Precisely. The off-the-shelf, or allogeneic model, uses donor cells, often from induced pluripotent stem cells, or iPSCs. Fate Therapeutics, for instance, can create a master cell bank of iPSCs, and from that, generate vast, uniform batches of their CAR T-cell products, like FT819 and FT839. These are then cryopreserved and can be shipped to any patient, anywhere, on demand.
So why is this a big deal globally right now?
Because it cracks the code on scalability and cost. Allogene just published phase 1 data in the Journal of Clinical Oncology showing the first durable remissions in a solid tumor, metastatic renal cell carcinoma, using an allogeneic therapy, Allo316. They achieved a 31% objective response rate. This proves the off-the-shelf model isn't just a theory. It works in one of the toughest cancers.
Okay, let's bring this to our audience. How does this specifically affect a U.S. or a European manufacturer?
It represents a tectonic shift in biomanufacturing. The autologous model required setting up small, decentralized labs near hospitals. The allogeneic model demands large, centralized, industrial-grade cGMP facilities. This is an opportunity for established biopharma manufacturers and contract manufacturing organizations, CDMOs, to enter a new market. They have the expertise in large-scale cell culture, quality control, and automation that these new products require.
And for trading companies and distributors, this sounds like a logistical nightmare and a huge opportunity.
Both. The entire supply chain changes. You're no longer coordinating a multi-week process for one person. You are managing inventory of a cryopreserved product. This means building out ultra-cold chain logistics. Think liquid nitrogen, not refrigeration. Companies that can provide validated track-and-trace cryo-shipping solutions across Europe and North America will become essential partners. Market timing is key. These products are in phase 1 and 2, but the infrastructure needs to be built now.
So, what's the actionable insight for an executive listening today?
If you're a manufacturer, assess your cGMP capabilities for large-scale cell production. This is a multi-billion dollar market emerging. If you're in logistics, start developing and validating your cryogenic supply chain services. The first companies to offer a reliable vein-to-vein solution for off-the-shelf therapies will own the market.
Let's move to the second major theme, new markets. We started the show with MD Anderson's 70...
And it's not just cancer. Fate Therapeutics presented early data on FT819 for treatment-resistant systemic sclerosis. That's an autoimmune disease.
Yes, and this is arguably the larger long-term market. Systemic sclerosis is a chronic disease that affects connective tissue. By applying CAR T therapy, Fate is aiming to reset the patient's immune system by targeting the specific cells causing the disease. This expands the application of cell therapy from a last resort cancer treatment to a potential cure for chronic, debilitating conditions.
Why is this convergence happening this week?
It's the maturation of the technology. We now have better targeting, more sophisticated cell engineering, like Allogene's Dagger platform, which helps cells persist longer, and a deeper understanding of the tumor microenvironment.
This is the moment the technology breaks out of its original niche.
So, what does this market expansion mean for US and European manufacturers in the supply chain?
It means a massive increase in demand for the foundational materials of this industry: viral vectors for gene delivery, high-grade plasmids, and specialized cell culture media. As we move from treating tens of thousands of blood cancer patients to potentially millions with autoimmune diseases, the sheer volume of materials required will skyrocket. European manufacturers of these components in particular should be preparing for a significant scale-up in demand.
And for trading companies?
It means a whole new customer base. They need to start building relationships not just with hematology oncology departments, but with rheumatology, nephrology, and neurology clinics. These specialists are not familiar with the logistics or administration of cell therapies. There's a huge need for education, new distribution channels, and service support models tailored to these new therapeutic areas.
Your actionable advice for executives?
Conduct a market analysis now. Which solid tumors and autoimmune diseases have the largest addressable patient populations in your key markets? For every successful therapy like MD Anderson's, there will be 5 to 10 earlier stage companies needing manufacturing and distribution partners. Identify them early.
Troy, these breakthroughs are incredible, but they mean nothing without regulatory approval. And that brings us to our final theme, the green light from the FDA.
That's right. On July 15th, BioInformant reported that the total number of Regenerative Medicine Advanced Therapy, or RMAT, designations granted by the U.S. FDA has now reached 165.
Break that down for us. What is an RMAT designation, and why does it matter?
Think of it as a fast-track pass from the world's most influential regulator. It's granted to cell and gene therapies that show promise for treating serious, life-threatening conditions. It gives companies intensive FDA guidance, more frequent meetings, and eligibility for accelerated approval. It signals the FDA's commitment to getting these therapies to patients faster.
And the numbers are accelerating?
A global data report from July 13th noted a record 48 RMATs were granted in 2025 alone. To put that in perspective, the designations from 2024 and 2025 account for 48% of all RMATs ever granted since the program started in 2017. This isn't a trickle, it's a flood.
So how should a US or European manufacturer interpret this signal?
It means your timelines need to shrink. The RMAT designation shortens the development runway. You can't wait for phase 3 data to start planning for commercial scale manufacturing. Process development and supply chain validation must happen in parallel with mid-stage clinical trials. If you wait, you will be too late to bid for the manufacturing contract.
What about for trading and distribution companies?
The RMAT list is your roadmap to the future market. Companies like Rocket Pharmaceuticals, with 5 designations, and CRISPR Therapeutics, with 4, are being explicitly flagged by the FDA as leaders. These are the companies you need to be talking to now about their future commercialization and logistics needs in North America and Europe. An RMAT designation is one of the strongest predictors of a future market launch.
And the actionable insight here?
For every executive in this space, create and maintain a watch list of all RMAT designated companies. Track their clinical progress. This isn't just about watching science. It's about anticipating regulatory and commercial milestones so you can position your company as the partner of choice when they're ready to scale.
All right, Troy, let's distill this very busy week into a strategic summary. What are the key takeaways for our listeners?
First, the industrialization of cell therapy is here. The shift to off-the-shelf allogeneic products is real and progressing in the clinic. This demands a move from bespoke lab services to large-scale centralized cGMP manufacturing and ultra-cold chain logistics.
Second, the market is expanding exponentially. Success in solid tumors and the first entries into autoimmune disease mean the total addressable market is now orders of magnitude larger than it was just 2 years ago. This creates a massive pull-through demand for all upstream suppliers.
And third, the regulatory environment is providing a powerful tailwind. The surge in FDA RMAT designations is a clear, unambiguous signal to the industry to accelerate development and prepare for commercial launch. This de-risks investment and shortens the time to market.
So the key action is preparation?
It's proactive positioning. Map your capabilities to this new industrial model. Identify partners in the expanding clinical areas and use regulatory designations as your strategic guide. The transition from science project to industrial product is happening now.
A pivotal moment for an entire industry. That's all the time we have for this week's briefing. Thank you for joining us at Troy Technical Intelligence.
We'll be back next week with the analysis you need to stay ahead.
Follow us on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss an episode. We help you understand not just what's happening in technology, but what it means for your business.